from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking all things high school sports on Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore. Got your quick Braves update for you. Of course, this is your weekly look and dive into the world of high school sports, but it is bottom of the ninth, Braves on top. 5-1, Iglesias on the mound, let's see, two outs, 0-1 pitch, it looks like that's going to be a single, so Twins going to get one on safely into second, it looks like, so we'll keep you updated, but again, two outs, they should be able to close this one out, so we'll keep you updated on that. All right, still to come in the show, head coach Steve Robinson of the Charles Drew Titans football team joining us a little later. And in just a couple of minutes, you'll get a chance to hear from Coach Brett Vavra of the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team. Both teams off to 2-0 starts, looking good early on. And so, you know, throughout the year, you know, this is what we'll do between coaches and players of all sports, all fall sports, and all sports throughout the year as we transition throughout the different seasons. We'll get them on the show, right, and catch up with them, let you hear from them what's going on in their world. Want to also remind you that the High School Scoreboard Show officially is back on Friday, live right here with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker, kicking off at 7 p.m. Myself, Garrett Chapman, and Eric Slaughter will be out in the field. I'll be on the south side. I've got Sandy Creek hosting LaGrange. I believe Garrett's going to take he's got the Cambridge and Creekview matchup. And then E. Slaughter, he's going to be out west in Douglasville as Alexander plays host to, give me a minute, I'll find that for you. Real quick, though, Braves do get the win, 5-1, your final. So they're rolling right along. As I've told you many weeks ago, just manage your expectations when it comes to the Braves. Don't get too caught up in, you know, if they're going to catch the Phillies, all that good stuff. Let's just hope they make the postseason, which right now they're kind of in the driver's seat to do so. Not sure if the Mets are in action tonight, but, you know, if so, depending on what happens with them, they may gain some, extend their lead, I should say, in the standings over the Mets for that third and final wild card spot. So, good job to the Bravos, man, doing their thing and, getting wins that they need to get. It was looking a little shaky earlier in this one, obviously, because of the fact that it was tied 1-1, but they were able to open things up and pick up the dub. So congratulations to them. All right, real quick, let me get that back to you on what I was saying. It is Cedartown that Alexander will be hosting on Friday, and that's the game that Eric Slaughter will be checking out. So good stuff there again. High School Scoreboard Show back with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker Friday, kicking off at 7 p.m. So make sure you're locked in each and every Friday. They'll bring you the best, the updates from around the state on scores, Of course, they do the school days guest where they talk to a former standout that is now either has or, you know, is currently on to the next level in their career. And so, you know, man, this is what, year four for us, I believe, man, going strong. And Coach Parker and the legend, Sam Crenshaw, man, they've been killing that thing. So it's just an honor and a pleasure to be a part of it. All right. Without further ado, great conversation with Sprayberry head coach Brett Varver. Again, Yellow Jackets off to a 2-0 start. Coach Varver, this is actually, you know, his alum that he's having a chance to coach. And I can't remember how long ago it was. I think he was there 96 through 98. We didn't actually get into all that, but I want to say that was around the time he played for the Yellow Jackets. But a great conversation with Coach, and here it is. All right, Coach, first off, I want to say congratulations to you and the fellas on the start of the season, and thank you for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Through these first two games, Coach, what has been the constant that stands out to you in regards to, you know, what has allowed you guys to get off to a good start?
Well, I think the constant is that we've got some pretty good players that make our jobs a lot easier. We've got some pretty explosive players and guys that make big plays. And, you know, obviously that's good to have. You know, I like to sit back and say we could just control the line of scrimmage, and we're good enough up front at running back and at the offensive line to just take control of the line of scrimmage and just chunk people and control the ball. And while we do, to an extent, we're kind of built for that, but we're also built that, you know, when we can score anytime a couple of our guys touches the ball. And so that's kind of been the constant for our football team the last couple of weeks. And then defensively, you know, we've given up a few plays against Etowah, gave up a long run that we just didn't fit up correctly. But after we made some adjustments, we were pretty solid. So defense is playing well, but playmakers is the name of the game, and we've got them.
All right. And obviously you guys have had similar starts the past couple of seasons. What do you hope the guys have taken away from the previous years that will help with you guys keeping momentum moving forward?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think just, you know, being battle tested early in the season is important. Facing adversity, but finding a way to overcome it, finding a way to, you know, as we make adjustments throughout the course of the game, early in the game, that we're able to apply those adjustments and then correct some of the mistakes that we're making, and being able to overcome that adversity, I think, is huge. And so, you know, we faced some a little bit last week, going down 10-0 against Etowah. You know, it was not the same story the week before, but a lot of these guys were a part of our squad from last year, and we had to face some adversity last year early in the season, you know, giving up a lead and going to overtime. And so I think there were some lessons to be learned from that the guys on this football team this year were able to learn from and carry over. So, overcoming adversity early in the season and during the course of a game, finding a way to overcome it has been big for us.
All right, spending time on the WayForward.com hotline with head coach Brett Varver of the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team. Coach, you yourself, a former Sprayberry player, how do you utilize your experience in being part of a program that turned things around to help motivate your guys and getting them to see that, you know, if you put the work in, you can make things happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I be real with our guys. You know, I'm real with them. I'm honest with them. You know, I share some of my experiences that I had, not only in college, but in high school. And I'm sitting in the same seats that they were sitting in 20, 25, 27 years ago, whatever it's been now. I think just explaining to them through hard work, through dedication, through our commitment, and doing things as a team and not being an individual, then we're going to have a lot of success. And that's the message to our guys week in and week out. And, you know, I'm super, super proud to be the head football coach. And this has always been home to me. And so I bleed black and gold, man. And our kids know that and they feel it, I think. So.
Awesome. And how big is it for you to have a couple of guys? And I know you got several, but, you know, I'll point out, you know, Mark Manfred on defense, Jaden Duckett on offense, you know, and a few, like I said, a few other guys. But how important, should I say, have they been for you on the field when it comes to leadership?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got a ton of leaders. You know, we've got leaders that, you know, they're leaders because they're really good football players, and guys look up to them because they're talent. And then we've got other guys that, you know, maybe not quite as talented, but are still really, really good players that are very, very, you know, they lead by example, and they lead, you know, but they're vocal leaders as well. We're very fortunate. We've got some really good leaders this season. Not even our old guys, our seniors. We've got some good senior leadership, but we've also got some juniors and sophomores that are playing a lot of football for us on Friday nights that have stepped into leadership roles. So proud of those guys. And I think you got to have good leadership if you're going to be successful in football at any level.
Awesome. Spending time with Coach Brett Favre of the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team, head coach of the Yellow Jackets. Now, as you guys turn your focus this week, Coach, to Kennesaw Mountain, if different from, I know you mentioned that, you know, kind of your message day to day, but when it comes down to, you know, preparation for, you know, a particular opponent, is there a particular message that differs from last week's message, or is it just the same message each week?
Yeah, I think. Part of my messaging for this week is, you know, last week we got in a hole, mm-hmm. and I think there's always lessons to be learned every week. You know, whether you win, whether you lose, there's something to be gained and taken in terms of lessons from a game. And, you know, last week it was kind of a weird deal on Friday. We're told that we were going to be on a different schedule for school, and it was an early release, so we had to make a quick decision on what do we do with our guys. Do we send them home? Do we keep them? What do we, you know, it was just, so we decided to send our guys home and then bring them back. But I think any change in routine will kind of throw your high school kids mm-hmm. off. And so going into Friday night last week was just off routine. It was, you know, I think we maybe some of our guys maybe came into Friday night thinking it was gonna be easy for some reason. I don't know why that wasn't the message, but that coupled with a change in routine, you know, put us in a hole 10-0 early in the game. It's like, oh God, we got to find a way to crawl out of this, start playing ball. And so the message for this week was like, all right, let's not allow that to happen. Now, hopefully we don't have any distractions or anything change in routine, but you better respect every opponent that you play, and you better expect a dogfight. And so just having that mental mindset, being physically and mentally prepared, but having that mindset of going into every game that it's going to be a dogfight, and you better be ready for it. And I think that was a message going into it when we met with our team yesterday for Monday's prep. So,
good deal. Well, Coach, I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes. And, man, again, congratulations to the start of the season and the success that you have had since, you know, being at your alma mater, wishing you nothing but much more success down the stretch of your time there and throughout this season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. We're looking forward to it. And thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
You do the same. And hopefully I'll get out there to see you guys soon.
Come on through. We'd love to have you.
All right, and again, that is head coach Brett Favre of the Sprayberry Yellow Jackets football team, looking to make it a 3-0 start to the season when they take on Kennesaw Mountain this week. And definitely want to thank Coach for taking time out of his day to join me for a few minutes. All right, still to come, like I said, later here in the show. In fact, about 8 minutes from now, you're going to hear from Coach Steve Robinson, head coach for the Charles Drew Titans football team, also off to a great start. And gonna tell you what I'm looking forward to this weekend as well, or the rest of this week and this weekend. Got some cool things. A lot of football. I'll say that much. A lot of football coming up, and looking forward to checking it all out. So don't you go nowhere. You stay right there. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more, Rex.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.